Contacts! Contacts!
We are on the air!
Guys, we're all here for the same reason. I cannot stress this enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable, it's gonna get crazy, it's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Good morning. It is a Thursday here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe McKenzie, Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, and our technical producer Lenny Bree. We are all here for your listening pleasure.
Good morning.
Hello. Good morning. How was your day yesterday, McKenzie?
You know, it was so much fun. I picked up my little girl Lucy from school, and we had the best time. For dinner, we went to, have you guys been to Sun King?
Yeah, that's a brewery in Indiana. Yeah, in Indianapolis.
There's one in Carmel. So we went and we had so much fun. They have like ping pong, table tennis, if you will. And you can just play all kinds of fun games after you eat. So we had a fun dinner and played games. Then we went for ice cream. It was so beautiful last night.
What beer did she go with?
The original, like the Sun King.
Okay, good. I mean, I like kind of the, you know, the cream ale kind of thing or whatever.
Disclaimer, but she had... Lemonade, no.
Oh, okay.
But it was fun.
I saw the ping pong. I was like, oh, man.
Table tennis.
I wish I could do some of that. That looks awesome.
But people eat outside, so you get a little intimidated because they're watching you play.
Just power hitting somebody's food. Sorry about that.
Into their soup.
Let me shake that out of your soup.
How was your night? What'd you do?
Mine was good yesterday. My wife is a cooking fiend, so I got to give a shout out to her. But I had a hard time last night. I almost had to have soup. I went yesterday, and I'll talk more about it coming up soon. I had to go to the dentist, and I had to get some dental work done, and I love my dentist. And I'm a weirdo. I like going to the dentist because you should take care of your teeth, and I've been trying like crazy. But they had to like do a bunch of dental work on one of my toothuses, and it's still a little hurt. It's still a little sore.
I was like, you're not lisping or anything today.
No, I'm not. So. You sound fine. I think I'll be okay.
Did they numb you?
Yes.
You can't feel your tongue?
They told me not to eat, but I was so hungry that I just like slowly chopped my... I held my lips like on the other side, so there's no way that I'd actually bite my lips because I've done that before.
Yes,
but it like she numbed me up hard. And here's the thing that things got awkward at the dentist. I want to talk about is I normally never do laughing gas. She's like, I think we should do some.
I freaking love laughing gas.
I don't, and I'll tell you why in a few minutes because things got weird.
Oh,
I said something I didn't mean to say.
Uh-oh.
So that's not
the least surprising thing I've ever heard.
That's definitely not my best.
I thought you might have passed gas, and I was like, oh no.
No, I do that with or without nitrous. None needed. How was your day? Speaking of gas, Liv, how was your day?
Shut up. It was good. Actually, you know what's pretty dope? So my boyfriend is out of town, and we normally see each other like every day because, you know, we're young.
You're in love. Yes.
And maybe a little codependent, but that's fine. And I have not shaved my legs all week because he's been out of town. And it has been so nice. You know how quick showers are?
Yes.
When you don't have to shave your legs? I mean, I'm like, oh my gosh, I could get used to this. This is like a luxury. He needs to go out of town more often.
That's hilarious.
So,
it's so
honestly,
true.
I like discovered a new, like I just was like, wow.
Wow.
That was the quickest shower of my life.
I'm sure he's ready to come back home immediately after hearing this news.
So you know what's going to be awesome? Your legs are going to be super smooth.
I know.
Once you shave them and you haven't shaved for a hot minute, and he's going to be like, hey.
Right. I'm going to shave them tonight because he comes back tomorrow, but he's going to be like,
perfect.
What? He's going to be sliding all over the place trying to rub them.
Wow.
All right. Well,
yes!
I guess you know what's happening there. Poor chap, how's your day, bud?
My day was good. Last night I worked at the steakhouse, and, you know, so
I enjoy my job. Like, it's good, it's fun, but it's nice when customers come in and they're in like a really good mood.
Of course.
And they're happy. So last night I served four tables, and two out of the four were listeners of the show.
Oh, perfect.
So, of course, I told them that I would shout them out. So I served Janelle and Rick on their 26th wedding anniversary.
Oh, congratulations.
They were really nice.
Great. How much did they tip you?
They tipped me fantastic and fine.
Well, I'm just wondering, like, I want to know how much, like, listeners of the show are tipping you because they listen.
They were, I'll tell you off the air. I don't even remember. I just remember they were very nice it was very good.
You remember.
All right, seriously, guys.
This must have been a low number.
He's
okay.
A numbers guy.
And then after that, I had another table of four, Chris and Rebecca, and then Ethan and Allie. And Ethan and Allie listened to the show. They're a couple.
That's a cute couple, Ethan and Allie.
But listen to this. This is so cool. So Chris works for, he's an emergency medical technician.
Okay, so he has an important job.
Yeah.
An EMT?
No, I might be saying it wrong. No.
Emergency medical technician is an EMT.
I got it wrong. He works in emergency medicine. That's what it is.
Oh, cool.
So like the ER.
More important than our jobs. Yeah. He saves lives.
And then the guy, Ethan, he was with, like training for the job or something. Oh. So I, remember how I'm like a little medical mystery with my parathyroid thing that I talked about on the air?
Yes.
So I quizzed them. Like I gave them like all my symptoms.
Which I'm sure they loved during dinner.
No wonder.
Doctors, they love that stuff. Like they don't care. Eating dinner, like they don't care. So
Where do you get this from?
Like, I know.
Some doctors like, you know what I love when I go out for a really fancy meal and the server talks to me the whole time?
I love to be interrupted.
Doctors are crazy like that. Maybe doctor call in and tell us. They love hearing all that crazy stuff all the time. So anyways, he guessed it and got it right. He was like, oh, you must have had a thyroid issue.
Did you give him free dessert?
I should have.
Do you have the power to give everyone free dessert?
Yes, no. If they're celebrating something.
You should pay for it. You know what I heard from the Real Housewives of New York City, Dorinda, best advice I've ever heard. She said that whenever she was serving, she would always buy one person's drink from the table. It's like, oh, that one's on me, because then they're going to tip you way more and end up paying for the drink anyways.
I could have. I should have bought them dessert. I don't know why I didn't.
Well, I think we know why you're not getting those tips you need. You're just talking everybody to death.
So. I actually made more there yesterday than I made here yesterday, so.
Look at him like on the slide.
That's kind of sad.
Go boy.
But no, I did well yesterday.
Okay, good.
You deserve it.
All right, hey, Mackenzie working on the garbage this morning. What's coming up next?
Ooh, the new cast of Dancing with the Stars is revealed. Plus, if you're a fan of The Real Housewives, you might be devastated when I tell you who is leaving.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Ooh, this is so exciting. The new cast of Dancing with the Stars has been revealed.
First up, Karamo Brown from Queer Eye. It's the Bachelorette.
This is so exciting. The list goes on and on. You just heard James Vanderbeek, so that's exciting. Dawson of Dawson's Creek. Allie Brooke is going to be on there. Hannah B. was mentioned. Supermodel Christy Brinkley, who is such a babe at her age. Do you guys think Christy Brinkley is so gorgeous?
She's good, but like...
I said,
But I guess like you told me that and I was like... I don't know. Doesn't it seem like Dancing with the Stars has kind of went downhill?
Lamar Odom. Which will be interesting to see him back and actually if he could dance.
Okay, you got me again. Hold on.
Okay, the big controversy. Sean Spicer, former White House press secretary.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care. Didn't the host have a problem with that?
Tom Bergeron was like, I don't think this is right. But they're doing that for the ratings, and he's a little dude. You know he'll get kicked off like first.
Yeah, I'd be surprised if he makes it past the first 2 weeks. It's hard.
I think I'm going to root for Lauren Elena. She's a country star, and I've met her several times, and she's a doll. Or Christy Brinkley, because I think she's going to be amazing. So Dancing with the Stars kicks off Monday, September 16th, 8 p.m. on ABC. All right, Jamie Foxx. He broke the news the other day that he is dating a 21-year-old girl named Sila. Okay, he and Katie Holmes are done. Now, he's like, hey, it didn't start like this. She is a bunch younger than me, but we just started because I thought she was like a protege.
But here was the thing. There was a thing that was leaked in the press. It was a young lady by the name of Sayla Vavi. I did the same thing with her. When I met her,
I was the one who
introduced me to her.
Like, yo, Foxx.
Said, this girl is amazing. So, she's on my steps. singing Beyonce, broken down on the, she's playing the guitar. I said, when did this happen? So we took her under our wing.
Okay, so they are rumored to be living together, so he did take her under his wing. But people were just outraged, I guess, because she's so young, and then it was just days after he split from Katie Holmes that this they were seen hand in hand, so who knows.
What do you want Jamie Foxx to do, people?
I know, I think he's a good dude.
Let the man live his life.
Let him live his life. Well, it made national news. The actor Jeffrey Owens, do you guys remember this? He became famous on The Cosby Show. He was spotted working at Trader Joe's, and everyone was like, my gosh. Well, not anymore.
Uh-oh.
In fact, today was the day I gave notice at Trader Joe's. Yesterday was my last day at work. I've done a lot of jobs. There are still 4 television projects that I've done that are in the can that haven't been aired yet. There's also 2 films that I've done that haven't come out yet.
So is he out of the food bagging business for good?
He is done. But you know what? I think he should thank his lucky stars that picture surfaced of him working there, because I think people remembered, oh, he exists and he got some acting gigs,
for
right?
For sure. Nowadays, I feel like anything can go viral and it could help you a lot and change your life, good or bad.
Yeah, no shame in that game. I mean, that's a great place to work. Whatever.
I know where I'm going after work today.
Exactly. Okay, brace yourselves. If you are big fans of The Real Housewives, Bethany Frankel, the OG of The Real Housewives of New York, is leaving.
You're sick of
it! Calm down.
I don't want you near me. I don't want you near me.
Yeah,
fine.
I
feel terrible.
Okay, she's done. And I know, Liv, you're devastated because you're a huge fan, as am I.
Yes, so I'm a giant, giant Real Housewives fan, and New York City is my absolute favorite. Bethany is my favorite on it. She brings out the crazy in everyone, if that's funny, emotional, whatever, and her life is literally just a whirlwind. So they're going to be hurting
without
her on it.
And she's a genius behind all the Skinny Girl stuff. But she says, I'm so grateful to everyone for sticking through it with me. It's been a journey since I've been in my late 30s, but she's calling it quits. I'm sad.
Oh, no. It's going to be okay. You got reruns. It's going to be okay, Mackenzie.
That's true. Bethany won't be the same without you, girl. There you go.
All right. That is the garbage. Mackenzie, thank you so much. Good morning. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Got the whole gang here. Joe, Mackenzie, Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, and our technical producer in Houston, Lenny Bree. So yesterday, had to go to the dentist. I had to get some work done. And to do that, my dentist suggested, because I don't think I've ever had it with her, I've done it before in the past, that I do some laughing gas. So I was really afraid that it would be something like this.
Is this real life?
Yeah, this is real life. Good.
No, 4 fingers.
4 fingers? Nah. Don't put that in. Don't put it in your mouth. Okay? You feel good?
I can't see anything.
Yes, you can. Stay in your seat.
Whoa!
Good old David after the dentist.
Now, you said something that was interesting. You actually like going to the dentist. I do, too. I've never met someone just like me. On the regular, like for cleanings, I don't enjoy it, but I feel like, yes, I'm taking care of my mouth, my teeth. It's important, right?
Yeah, when I was younger, I didn't go enough, and I love my parents. Like, I'm not mad at them. A lot of people can't even afford braces, but, like, my teeth were all jacked up. So as I got older in life, had insurance through work, I'm like, well, I don't like wasting money. But, I'm really big into oral hygiene. You want to have, a nice smile.
Yeah.
It's just you feel good about yourself. People unfortunately judge you on that. Like, that's a big thing. It's an attractive thing to people. But just in general, yeah, like, I don't love it when they're scraping my tooth or, like, I'm not like, ooh, it's turning me on. But that doesn't bother me. Like, other people get so much anxiety. But for whatever reason, my doctor thought that maybe I needed laughing gas yesterday. I didn't have to get a root canal, thank God, but I had to get, they had to grind off a tooth pretty much and put a crown on. That's what they do.
Oh,
I'm not going to get into any more detail.
But no root canal, so that's really good news.
That is good, but it still was like an hour and a half procedure because they have to do a little mold for it, like to figure out like what the right size is and make it work. So that went on yesterday, and she's like, why don't we just try to give you some laughing gas and see if that'll relax you? I'm like, okay. I'm like, you sure I need that?
I love Laughing Gas. I had like the best experience ever on Laughing Gas.
Really? What happened with you, Mackenzie?
So I had a cavity, which is crazy because I'm so diligent about my teeth. And I'm kind of like a lightweight. And obviously I was getting up early just like we do here. But I had a great time. I felt elated. I was like floating outside of my body.
They must have really had yours cranked up. I barely felt anything. I'm like, hit me with some more.
It? Oh my God. No. I couldn't drive home. Like, I had to wait. And I was just like, this is heaven.
Really? Oh, I wish.
I don't know what was in that, but I loved it.
No, okay, then I need to get the good stuff.
Feel
she told
it?
Me she wasn't gonna give me a lot, she said, but I didn't even think I needed it because as long as you numb me up nice and good up there, that's all I need. And boy, it was gross. I'd love to get details, but I know everybody will get grossed out, but it's just like it's so gross to hear them. You can still hear it, even if you don't feel it.
Right.
You can hear it with your ears and you hear the tooth coming off. So anyways, I've got a temporary one on there now, and they gave me like a whole protocol where I'm supposed to eat on my like left side for the next week or two.
So what happened? You said you maybe let something.
I was hoping you'd forget
split,
about that,
or you said something inappropriate. What went down?
I just found out. By the way, my dentist is listening. She just texted me saying I did an awesome job. Oh God, now I feel really awkward sharing this story.
I'm holding you to it.
I don't think I should. What if she doesn't let me come back again?
Do it.
So I was a little bit. I guess I didn't realize it relaxed, and I was talking about how some of my friends are trying to conceive a child, and I just talk about. Isn't it so interesting? Like how you see kids like on MTV, and like they're totally not ready to be parents, like 16 and pregnant,
right,
and having kids. But then there's adults that are 30, 40, 50 that can, you know, cannot have kids, and they're trying everything.
Absolutely,
and they struggle.
Yes.
And I'm like, I feel like those would be some of the best parents out there because they really want to nurture and love kids. And instead of saying best parents, I said breast parents. And then I just kept on saying breast. I'm like, oh my God, did I say breast? I didn't mean boob. And it spiraled out of control.
You're like, is it going to get hooter? I mean hotter in here.
Yeah, exactly. And I kept on saying breast like 17 more times. So I think people even next door to me, because when I am a little drunk, or in this case, off laughing gas, I'm loud. I'm like, they be the breast parents ever. So somebody over there, breast. It was really awkward. So I think I'm going to get this work done and then find a new dentist just for the fact that I'm too embarrassed. Like I don't want to go back.
Bad. That is
yeah,
not that
no,
bad.
It was, because I think they were like trying to laugh it off, like, oh, Joe's a little funny right now.
How many times did you repeat it?
7.
See, that's the problem. One, no, not bad. You can come back from that kind of embarrassing. But your problem is you get your foot stuck in your mouth, and then you insist on shoving it all the way down your
right.
throat.
I didn't even mean to do this one.
It.
This one just happened.
I've done that on live TV. I was trying to introduce a world-renowned pianist.
Oh,
and you can imagine
Mackenzie.
What came out. And I was live. And then I repeated it, which made it worse. I was like, I mean, and I could not get, I was, why didn't I just say piano player?
Is there a video of this?
Yes. And then I thought, no one noticed. No. And then we went to commercial break, and my phone is blowing up like, you said it.
All
so
right.
Embarrassing.
Well, I guess
so
I don't.
I'm with you, Joe.
Yeah, but you want. Here's the thing, though. I guess yours is worse because you wanted a laughing gas. But either way, Dr. Gove, I love you, but I'm going to have to find a new practice because I cannot show my face around there. Just let me know when my crown's ready to come in and we'll put that on there, okay? coming up next in Joe's Need to Know News, would you want to know when you're going to die? A new test says it can tell you, like, pretty much down to, like, within a few years. And if you're a friend of thrill rides, you might reconsider going on one of these next when you hear what happened. I am out. I will never go on this ride after this video that just went viral. Joe's Need to Know News is next. Joe's Need to Know News, here we go. So, you guys ever watch anything on YouTube, like to try to learn how to do something or how to fix anything?
All the time.
Like,
yes.
Has it worked for you, Mackenzie?
Nope.
Oh. Well, what did you watch trying to learn?
I try to learn how to build stuff. So I'm doing things on my own for like the very first time because I got out of a relationship. So just simple stuff like how to build shelves, stuff like that.
And are you putting them together and they're just like not level? What's happening?
Yeah, it's just not working out for me, or I'm missing something, or I think it's right and then it collapses, but I'm still trying.
I would say call me, but I don't know how to do anything handyman-ish, so I'd be useless. Okay, well, this right here is going to make this woman rich. A Texas woman found a 3.72 carat yellow diamond at the crater of a Diamond State Park in Arkansas last Friday after watching a How to Find Diamonds video on YouTube.
Stop it!
So obviously it's a diamond park and people go there, but she had no experience. She just watched a YouTube video. This is what they recommended. The lady named Amanda and her group of friends searched around probably for about an hour in the park. She took a break. She looked over at her kids for a second and saw it mixed in with some other rocks.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it turned out to be the largest yellow diamond found at the park since October of 2013 and the largest diamond of any kind found since March of 2017. That's got to be worth some money, right?
I was going to say, do we know how much this was worth?
I did not see in the story I found, but it's like, for 3.72, I know my wife's is way less than that. It better be worth
your
some money.
Your voice just went so high.
I'm just thinking about the payments we had to pay for a wedding ring. So yes, it better be worth way more than that. Okay, transitioning into sad but interesting stuff. I think this is cool, but I think a lot of people are going to be like not happy about how morbid it is.
Okay.
A team of scientists in Germany just created a new blood test that is incredibly accurate at predicting when someone's going to die. The test analyzes your blood, looks for risk signs, and predicts whether you're going to die in the next 5 to 10 years. And they're saying so far it's 80% accurate, meaning that if it tells you that you got less than, you know, 10 years left, it's probably right.
Wow.
8 out of 10 people that they've done it on, you know, percentage-wise, has been that.
That's crazy.
Imagine you spend the money on that, and then as you're leaving and you find out you have 10 to 15 years left to live, you get hit by a car and die right there.
Well, I was going to say, imagine you're like, say it's 2 years, and you just blow your cash, your retirement. You're like, yeah, I'm going to live it up, and then it's wrong.
Well, here's my thing,
still
though.
Alive.
I would take that risk. If it says, yeah, you will probably die most likely with all these precursors in the next 5 to 10 years, I'm like, and it's been that accurate, I'm like, okay. I mean, I'd be more conservative with it. I'd plan like 8 years out of 10 instead, you know.
Well, could you be more conservative with your money than you already are?
No, it's possible. I still find a way to waste money.
They say we should live like we're dying anyway.
Yeah, Tim McGraw.
Yeah,
said
exactly.
It best. That's why I'm going to go ride a bull. Now, here's where they say, like, they're not done yet. They say that one day there could be a blood test that they're working on to be able to tell how much longer you have to live, like, just in general, like, at a young age. They can, like, test you at, like, 10, like, oh, he's 10. Jimmy will make it to 22. Or Jimmy will live to 92.
See, I don't even like this because you just have no idea. Jimmy could, you know, die from a scooter accident when he's 10. Like, this is so stupid to
right.
me.
I've had multiple psychics, I'm just saying. Say that I'm going to live to my 90s. So I feel like I now have that mindset, so I'm manifesting it.
Oh, boy.
Do you wanna... I want to live until I'm 120.
Wait, you guys are going to live that long? Oh, my gosh.
I think I'm going to live till I'm 93, and I don't know why, but I know it.
Do you want to live? But do you want to live to 93? That's so long.
Well, I'd like to make it to triple digits just because I think that's cool.
Okay, so Mackenzie, since you're kind of like a psychic, am I going to live until I'm 120?
Okay.
Do you have like a feeling or
I have
a vibe
a feeling.
About it?
85.
There's no way with the life live leads.
I'm literally so offended. I try to be like, so healthy. Okay.
I look
cool.
at, I get like, I say 85, 86. That's
no, it's
like.
Fine, Mackenzie. Yeah. Cool.
And this video.
I want her to live to 120. Now I feel bad, but I just get a sense about people. It's longer than Joe.
Well, okay. We all know that. If I make it to 50, it'll be a miracle. Your final story today is a video you have to see up on our Need to Know News blog. A woman in Florida says she and her best friend had quite the scare when a cable on a bungee-style slingshot ride shredded to strands right in front of them. But I don't know why she's scared, because it was their guys that were actually on the ride, two dudes. They just were videotaping it. Check this out.
Two. Y'all gonna be screaming like sissies. Watch.
Watch. Don't hit that button.
Kelly. Oh my God! He just dodged death.
I kind of like the cord reminded me. It's one of those rides where there's two giant like poles, and then they bring you down like the slingshot. I think is one of the names that they call it. There's different names for each one, but like one of the left cords just shredded. It looked like almost when a violinist plays.
I don't trust any of those.
And their bow kind of gets like that. Yeah. And here's the thing: the women were supposed to go on the ride. They're like, oh, I don't know, we have a bad feeling about it. So their guys went because they already paid for it.
Of course.
And yeah, of course, let's kill the dudes, but. As the ride operator is about to pull the trigger, the cable can be seen shredding into little pieces. And luckily, the ride never left the ground. Could you imagine? It goes, woo!
Oh, my gosh. My sister got stuck on a roller coaster ride upside down. I think it was a Kentucky Kingdom.
How long?
Do you remember? I don't know if that's still around. But upside down for at least 15 minutes? Like a long time to be upside down.
Nope. No, thank you. All right. Well, you can see all of this that we're talking about here on our website. That's Joe's Need to Know News. Song of the day, your vote at 52140, that's the number you need in your phone, is going to decide who has the best song for the theme that we have chosen today, and that is songs to roll down your window to and kind of sing along to. All right, let's go through here, and we'll see what everybody's working with this morning. We'll start out with Pork Chop. Pork Chop, what song are you bringing today for Song of the Day?
Mine is so good, and it's so appropriate for me right now. So if you haven't heard, on Friday, I announced that I broke up with my significant other, Chase. We split like three weeks ago. And the perfect song to listen to with your windows down in your car, especially if you're single right now, Jason Derulo, Riding Solo. Putting on my shades to cover up my eyes. I'm jumping in my ride, I'm heading out tonight. I'm solo, I'm riding solo, I'm riding solo, I'm riding solo, solo. I'm feeling like a star, you can't stop my shine. I'm loving cloud nine, my head's in the sky. All right. Yes. If you want to vote for that song by Pork Chop, Riding Solo, Jason Derulo, text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. Mackenzie, what song do you have today for Song of the Day?
All right, well, this happened to be yesterday. I was in my car. I had my windows down. It was sunny and gorgeous. I was cruising to a little Kanye Gold Digger.
I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down.
That is a jam right there. Every time I hear it, love.
All right, if you want to vote for Mackenzie's song, it is Songs to Roll Down Your Window and Sing To. That was Gold Digger Kanye West. Text the word song, S-O-N-G, to this number, 52140. All right, this is a little out of format. I apologize. I've been all over the mat lately. But I think regardless of your race, color, creed, gender, age, you will agree this is the best song to roll down your window and sing to. It is Tom Petty, Running Down a Dream. That guitar and the drum just makes you want to like take your hands off the wheel. Don't do it, though. Just listen.
Yeah, running down a dream.
That song just gets me so jacked up. If you feel the same way, text the word song to this number, 52140. Liv the Web Girl, what's your song today?
So my song is a song that is the epitome of just driving around and cruising with your friends with the windows down on a sunny, warm evening. It's Praise You by Fatboy Slim.
I have to celebrate.
Let your voice be heard. If you want to hear that song from Liv, text the word song to 52140. I want to recap all of them right now because the voting is officially open. If you want to hear Pork Chop's Riding Solo by Jason Derulo, if you want to hear Mackenzie's Gold Digger by Kanye West, My Choice Joe, Runnin' Down a Dream by Tom Petty, or Liv's Choice, Praise You by Fatboy Slim, grab your phone and get a text in. Text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. The voting begins now. And we will play that winning song coming up. Welcome back.
So dramatic.
It is Song of the Day here on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. And to recap the songs that you could have voted for, the category today, the theme was songs to roll down your window and sing to. Let's start out. Pork Chop had this ditty.
I'm solo, I'm riding solo, I'm riding solo, I'm riding solo, solo.
All right, that was by Jason Derulo. Mackenzie had Gold Digger by Kanye West.
Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down.
Yeah. Myself, Joe, I did a little rock. I went with Running Down a Dream by Tom Petty.
Running down a dream.
What a jam that is. And Liv went with Praise You by Fatboy Slim.
I have to praise you like I should.
Okay.
Can I say something super embarrassing? I've never heard of that Tom Petty song.
Well, it's not embarrassing. Like, I think most people that know you, like a lot of pop culture stuff, you have no idea. You know, like a little niche of like, or niche, you know, of like the Kardashians, and that's about it, and The Bachelor.
No, but it's weird because I do like old music.
You know who Tom Petty is, though.
Oh, absolutely.
Free Fallin'.
No, yeah. I know who okay. He is, and he's a legend. I'm shocked that I've never heard that song
before.
Is
he alive or dead?
He died like 2 years ago.
He did. Genos.
Yeah, Stingray.
R.I.P.
Okay. I guess that's the official
pork chops machine from 1952.
It honestly sounds like we're having a power surge.
The robot.
It's taken us 3 weeks to get that sound hooked up to our board.
We had a meeting about that sound. I'm not even kidding.
And this is the best our company would give us.
That's about as old as the technology in here.
It's a hard formula.
Oh, wait, hold on. It's blinking again.
It won't stop.
Is it having a power surge? Because there's a power thing in there. Something doesn't sound right.
How can we even trust these results in this machine?
I don't know. It honestly sounds like it uses dial-up to get the results.
Okay. So, yes, the results are in.
Oh, wow.
It was very, very close.
Oh.
Between fourth and third place and first and second place.
Ooh.
In fourth and third place for a tie, Joe and Liv.
Oh.
Hold on. Tom Petty was neck and neck with Fatboy Slim.
Fatboy Slim actually, is so good.
Actually, no. Liv had 1% better than
I honestly, if you're listening to the show, I give up on you now. I give up on your ability to choose.
Dude, Fatboy Slim was in every great 90s movie.
That's not a good song, though. Okay.
Coming in first place with a slightly greater percentage of the vote.
Drum roll.
Producer Porkchop!
Oh!
Let's ride solo, baby.
I love this song, though.
No, congratulations.
All right. Down them windows.
Yeah, new relationship winner right here. Producer Porkchop with your song of the day here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Okay, did anybody else see this? Because I had to unfollow some people yesterday because when I found out what was happening, I was like, oh, no. Oh, no. Did Instagram actually change their policy? Did you guys see this?
It was a hoax.
Yeah.
No, I've seen a bunch of people posting something that said, like, Instagram now owns your photos and be careful what you post. And I was like, I'm fine by that. Like, sure, take my photos.
Yeah, here's a little snippet. I'll read some of it because it's quite long. But it was a photo a lot of people just copied and pasted. It said, quote, Instagram has discredited a widely circulated post that was claiming that the actual platform is changing their policy. But here's the thing. It began being shared by celebrities and it requested users to reshare it to stop Instagram from using your content, including deleted messages. A spokesperson for Facebook said, because they own Instagram, if you didn't know that. They said, there's no truth to this post. That's fake. The notice is not real. Also, by the way, I guess it has a lot of typos in there. But it fooled people like U.S. Secretary of Energy Rick Perry, Rob Lowe, Melissa Joan Hart. Not Melissa Joan Hart. And even Usher. Usher got fooled.
Even Rita Wilson, Tom Hanks' wife. And she's a smart, smart lady. But here's the thing. Just don't copy and paste things right away. People do that all the time, I feel like, on social media.
The hoax begins. It says, don't forget, tomorrow starts the new Instagram rule where they can use your photos. Don't forget, deadline today. In an attempt to, I guess, appear credible, too, they even referenced, you've seen us on Channel 13 News. Oh, not Channel 13. Oh,
what?
Wow. That's a really unique station that covered the change to the policy. But it's not real. It's fake. I'm sad. Respectable people that I look up to, even some of our bosses at work.
Uh-oh.
I think they fell victim to this, too. I question everything now.
I question it all.
I actually did not see this on Instagram yesterday, and I had no idea what you guys were talking about. I don't think I saw it on my timeline, and if I did, then I scrolled past it, because the reason why I get on Instagram and not Twitter is so I don't have to read. I can just look at things.
Don't make me read
on Instagram.
Can you call in 833-563-2539, like right now? Did anybody else fall for this or think that it was real? But also, do you have family members? Like my mom, for example, I don't think she's on Instagram. I don't have to check, but I don't think she is. But I know she's on Facebook, and this is something that my mom would fall for.
Yeah.
Like she would group message and spam everybody.
Bless her heart.
Like, do you have that old person in your life, or just a person that's not really tech savvy, and they see anything like, oh, I have to save this. Better to be safe than sorry. I'm going to have a problem if I don't do it. Because I saw that and I was like,
oh, exactly.
Oh, I just, first of all, we all agree, right? Like, once you sign up, you just sign away all, like, to the app or the program. You give away all your rights. You're not going to keep anything.
I would be thrilled if they did this to me. Like, take all of my stuff, and then, like, I'll get more followers.
What about your dirty DMs that I'm sure you have with some boys on there?
Yeah, I kind of wonder what's going down in Pork Chop's DMs. Like, that should be a Dare Dice punishment. We get to read your DMs.
Oh, yes! My gosh, yes. No, he's going to go and delete all of them right now.
There would be a HR issue in there for sure.
Okay. You guys should look at mine. I have been getting some crazy stuff.
It's a difference, though, from people sending you stuff. You can't get judged if people are creepy to you, but if you're creepy towards other people.
Oh, that's the difference. Okay. Then, like, I do not respond, but they just keep on coming.
What's some stuff that you've been receiving?
Me?
Yeah. I don't even want to know what Pork Chop's. I don't know. I don't think. No, if it's what I think it is, I don't want to see that. I know what one looks like. I have one.
Whoa!
Oh, Mackenzie! I said I didn't want to see it.
Oh my gosh, it's too early for that!
And by the way, no, I kind of want to see it again. My question is this.
Oh my gosh! Wait, also, that is the slyest pick I've ever seen in my life, because look how it's angled.
He's
trying to make it seem like it's as big as
his hand.
Or bigger.
But the angle.
Oh, Pork Chop just got one too.
And how far away they are from each other.
Right?
That's what I guarantee. Okay, if it was right next to it.
I have this ongoing
joke. All right, now
joke.
You can put your phone down. You're like putting it right you're putting it right in my face. I don't want it that close.
One of my best friends, she's super, super conservative. And when I open these, I crack it. So I screenshot them and send them to her like just random times of the day. So she opens them at work.
Not safe for work.
I love that.
So what I'm saying is, it is the best to be my friend.
My gosh. I'm sorry. Like, I'm trying to figure out.
I feel
out.
Like everyone in this room is now traumatized.
No, like, I've seen that before. Like, I mean, like, I know what it looks like. I have one, but, like, I don't understand. Like, why did he put his hand that way?
Because, right? Look, if you go, like, if you put your hand next to a water bottle, if you put your hand right next to a water bottle, then it makes your hand look small. If you pull your hand back away.
Perspective distortion.
Yes, perspective distortion. If you pull your hand away from the water bottle, it looks like it could be the same size
or just as big.
So I don't. Okay, the mindset though. I never ever reply. I get these all the time. Does the guy? Does he just think that's exciting sending those off? And does he really want a response, or is it just like for himself? He's like, oh.
I think he wants a response or wants you to be impressed. But clearly, he's delusional, because I don't know anyone who would respond to an unsolicited pic like
Mackenzie,
that, let alone you, Mackenzie.
When you get a photo
gorgeous.
Like that doesn't, you don't get like a little like, oh, okay, what up?
No. Oh. I think it's, well, actually now I'm like, I think it's hilarious because then I can have something else to send my friend.
I wish Instagram, because you can't have any nudity on there. Twitter, you can get away with a lot of stuff. I wish we'd have like ding dong or DMs of ding dongs, and that could be your account, because you must have like a whole 100 like album ready to go. How many photos, that's, by the way, that's another thing. How many Ds do you have on your phone? How many photos?
I'll count like during the next song. I don't even know.
I kind of want to know how many she has. I'm going to say at least 20.
You think she's saving all of these?
No, but they're her direct messages.
I was like, I don't have in my photo album, but I get DM'd a lot of crazy stuff, and I don't know why. Well, I'm like, am I putting out a vibe, or is it just weird?
Wow, Instagram took quite the turn on that one. All right. Thanks, Mackenzie, for that graphic photo.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Oh, man, it's official. Liam Hemsworth has filed for divorce from Miley.
It was a little scary, yeah.
Ah, he did it, you guys. It is donezo. According to court documents, he filed in L.A., citing irreconcilable differences.
After
7 months.
I'm sure every woman in the world is heartbroken by that news.
Right. He is, like, actually taking it, I feel like, of everyone. I feel like he seems the most emotional and the most hurt.
Yeah.
Of everyone involved.
Guys are sensitive. It's just a fact. We have feelings, Mackenzie, okay?
I know. I mean, his ex, Miley, has been basically making out all over the place with her new girlfriend, Caitlyn, who used to be married to Brody Jenner. And here's a funny thing. Miley and Caitlyn sent Brody Jenner, Caitlyn's ex, a bouquet of the green stuff for his birthday.
I had a dream that I would die during my monologue on SNL for some reason, that I would just get so stoned that I just, like, died, which I Googled, and that's never happened.
I love Miley so much. I didn't know you could send a bouquet of like cannabis products. But you
probably can in California.
Yeah, exactly.
You can do anything in California.
I lived on the West Coast. Yeah, it's like, you know, the people we have dancing here with pizza signs.
Yeah.
They dance with like cannabis signs. And yeah, so. But they were like, hey, thank you. He loved the present. So I feel like he's on friendly terms with the girls. Although Liam, I don't think so as much.
Well, I think Miley's acting immature about this. They just announced their split and now she's gallivanting around town, mm-hmm. making out with this person that she's in a relationship with, like in front of
and
him.
He's like
everywhere.
Crying, going to the courthouse.
Exactly.
Why are you looking at Pork Chop like that? He's not gallivanting.
Gallivanting. It's just fun to say, right?
Gallivanting.
Oh, well, Quentin Tarantino, the director, and his much younger wifey are expecting their first child.
But nobody wants to do that. They just want to know what I think. And I don't give a damn what I think. I want to know what other people think.
I love he's always like so on fire. He's just electric.
Nah.
He's going to be a dad for the first time at the age of 56.
Whoa.
And his wifey, Daniela, is 35.
I guess I got some time.
Yeah. Do you ever believe, how old is too old to become a dad for the first time?
I mean, in reality, I just think about like you should try to be around at least if you could in an ideal world to the kids like
right.
25 or so they can try to get their life together.
Wait, what?
No, like I'm saying if your parent like,
oh, I thought
like
you, okay.
When you have these 70-year-old men having kids with younger women, the women most likely will be around unless like anybody could die, but let's say you live. But if you die, you're 70, you die when you're 80, the kid's only 10. I feel like the kid's getting cheated out of a parent.
That's true. Look at
that
Alec
kinda
Baldwin.
Sucks.
He has like a whole he has older 20-year-old kids and now he's like three or four young kids. He has a whole second life of
or
the
if
family.
You have lots of money, then it's totally fine because they'll be taken care of either way.
That's very true.
Daddy money in the house.
Very true. Well, if you can believe it, Aaliyah, she has been gone from us for so long. She passed away in that terrible plane crash in 2001. Well, now Madame Tussauds in Las Vegas unveiled the very first wax sculpture of her, which is interesting. I'd wonder why it took so long. Why do they take so long to make wax figures these days?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like you can make them pretty quick. Maybe it was there... I don't know. Is it just because they are waiting for like the special anniversary of her death?
It could be. It could be. She has the same outfit, hair, makeup. It's pretty on point. Sometimes I feel like they're on point or totally off.
Yeah, it's
right?
Like, whoa, did I make that or did you, a professional, make that?
I went to Madame Tussauds in Vegas and I remember I posed with Whoopi Goldberg, like the wax figure, and my sister saw a picture. She was like, stop it. You met Whoopi? And I just went with it. I was like, yes, she was amazing. But it wasn't her. But there you go.
All right, love. Mackenzie, thank you so much. I'm just thinking about every wax figure I've ever seen in my life now.
I'm just thinking of if Liv met Bieber's wax figure, like what Liv's position would
I would
be
literally
like,
cry. Don't even start talking
like
about
that.
It's like me and Ryan Gosling. Oh my God, Ryan Gosling.
Would you make out with the wax figure if it looked like him?
Yes.
I wouldn't make out, but I'd probably grope.
Yeah, why not? Like squeeze the wax booty.
There's some extra wax right there. Mommy likes. All right. Mackenzie, thank you so much for the garbage. Group therapy. If you ever want to be on, you can call up 833-563-2539. You can also hit us up in the DMs, Radio Now AM Show, and we will get you on. Talk about what's going on. Not gonna guarantee we'll actually get you any results. And if you hear this story too and you want to chime in, you can do that. 833-563-2539. Let's say good morning to Shelby. Hey Shelby, how are you?
Hi, good morning. Hi.
Hey girl.
Hey, first of all, I just want to say, Mackenzie, welcome to the show. I listen every morning. I am so excited to have another voice on. So, like, welcome.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome. But I'm calling in for a different reason. I need help.
All right, well, let's hear what you got this morning.
We're here for you.
Thank you. So I think that there is a huge problem with my friend's save the date for her wedding.
There's a problem?
Yes. At least I think so. So my friend Kristen is engaged, and of course, like, they got a ton of engagement photos, her and her fiancé, and obviously she's using one to save the date, like, totally normal. I was ready for that. But the photo that she picked for it is, like, I'm really concerned about it.
Well, what's so concerning about it?
So, Kristen and her fiance are huge fitness buffs, and they love to go on social media and post thirst traps, and, like, they love showing off their
bodies.
Did
you say thirst trap?
They just really like to, you know, get attention for their bodies, and they work hard. So, like, I have no problem with that. You know, like, you do you. But they picked one for their save the date for their wedding.
Okay, I'm kind of interested. I mean, like,
so describe, like, what does it look like?
Because what you're saying, I mean, like, it's kind of fooled themselves, but I don't see why you wouldn't want to send the photo out.
Guys, it's literally a topless photo. Like, neither of them have their shirts on, and she's all, like, nuzzled up against him, and he's got his arm wrapped around her, and it, like, barely covers her nipples.
But why would you be topless in a save the date for your wedding? I don't get
that. Yeah, yeah. And, like, guys, this is going out to, like, 300 people. Like, we're talking grandparents and aunts and uncles, and, like, some of their families have little cousins, and I'm picturing this, like, on the refrigerator. I just think it's super inappropriate, and I think people are going to be mad and be uncomfortable, and I'm stressing out.
Did you say anything? Have you said anything?
I haven't said anything yet. She showed it to me, and she hasn't sent them out yet, but she's already ordered them. Like, she paid for 300 of these suckers, and I just...
It sounds like there's nothing you can really do, then. If she's already paid for them and got them, you just gotta... Are you gonna help her mail them out? What are you gonna do?
Well, I don't know. That's why I'm calling you. I sent you guys the photo. I really, really don't want you to post it, but I need to know. Maybe, like, somebody else will look at it and be like, you're being a prude, like, being overreacting or something. Or do I tell her that she needs to change it? And if so, like, how do I do that?
Hey, Shelby, it's producer Porkchop. I promise you we won't send the photo out, but I think me and Joe are gonna recreate it.
I just saw the photo. We definitely, yeah, we can't, even though, like, you sent it to us, we can't share it because I don't think we can share other people's pictures.
Mackenzie and Joe, after you have seen this photo that she just sent us, do you think it's appropriate to send out? Would you ever send this out to your family? And how would you feel if, like, grandparents and aunts and uncles received a photo like this?
Well, I'd say quit being butthurt, Grandma. I think it's funny. Of course, I can see your actual concern. I agree, Shelby. It is the most shocking save the date I've ever seen. But guess what? I'm saving that date.
Yeah, exactly.
If this is any indication of the wedding, I'm there.
I think it's a beautiful photo. Like, props. You guys work hard, maintain your bodies. I think it's a little cringy, though, I don't think it's appropriate for, like, a save the date for a wedding.
We need to go play a song, and we need to go take this photo, and we'll put it up on all of our social media. Instagram is Radio Now AM Show, Twitter, Radio Now AM Show, and our Facebook station pages. But we'll post it up there. Shelby, hang on. I want to open the phones right now to see if people can give you some advice, okay?
Thank you for the help.
833-563-2539. Should Shelby, like, say anything or kind of stop these photos from going out for the save the date? Or is, you know, not that big of a deal that I guess they took a muscle topless photo? Group therapy is going on right now, and we're looking for calls to help out Shelby, because this is a weird situation, and you can see the photo. We had to recreate it because, we couldn't post the people, like, without the permission of their photo.
Wow.
What do you think, Mackenzie?
Super sexy, you guys.
Radio Now AM Show. You can check it out. It's also on our Facebook pages in Indy and in Houston. Just search for Radio Now, and you will see that up there. Also Twitter, Radio Now AM Show. And just to recap, Shelby has a friend, and she's engaged. They are kind of like fitness people, and they ended up being so proud of their body that they took their shirts off, and he got behind her and covered up her breast. And it's definitely something I've never seen before for a save-the-date photo, but I would go to the wedding, but I think everybody else is like, oh my gosh, it's so shocking. But I'm just like, it is shocking, but it's not like I wouldn't go to your wedding. I'd love to go to your wedding. That seems like fun and crazy. Wow. Grandma and grandpa might have a heart attack seeing it, but I think it looks great.
Well, even more impressive, our own Joe and Porkchop. Producer Porkchop, I'm impressed with this photo, you guys.
I mean,
although, Joe, I thought you were just saying, oh, I'm like, this week you shaved and trimmed things up. You still look pretty hairy in this photo.
Well, that's my chest, yeah. I mean, men are supposed to have chest hair. Do you want to look like a baby boy?
No, I suppose not.
You do. You want me to be a little wax baby boy. All right. 833-563-2539. Really trying to help Shelby out. Or if you've seen the photo and you just want to comment about how impressed you are, you can do that. Live the Web Girl, what do we got?
Okay, so I don't mind the picture at all, but I think what she has to do is, even if her friend is going to be so upset and so mad, just, like, try to break it down and be like, this is going to be embarrassing for your family. This is going to make people feel uncomfortable, and you don't want to do that. It's going to cause more harm than good. I know you spent a lot of money on these, but maybe see if you could get some sort of refund and just use another photo.
What's the harm?
I just think it's going to make her grandparents feel uncomfortable. My grandparents and even my own parents seeing my fiance basically hold my boobs, they're not going to be happy about that.
Well, they know that they're going to be in his hands that night after you make it official.
Exactly, but they don't want it plastered all over the place.
They don't want that image, but is it going to ruin your friendship or make things super weird going forward if she's like, maybe she'll be receptive, but then be hurt deep down. Then you're being an honest friend, so you don't just want to go with the flow and never say what you feel.
Somebody's got to think this is an okay idea besides me. 833-563-2539. Ashley's on. You also got Shelby. Hey, what did you want to say?
Hey, as far as the photo, when the bride showed her picture the first time, she should have been honest and been like, this is totally not appropriate for a wedding, like a save-the-date picture. But at the same time, all these people that she's inviting are probably friends and family that know her and her fiance and probably know that they're totally into their bodies like that. So if they're supportive of that, then they should come to the wedding.
Shelby, I think actually brings up a decent point. What did you say when you first saw the photo? Like, did you say, hey, not a good idea?
I was just so shocked. And it was like, I like had this moment where it was like, oh, and I was like, you know, like that feeling like when like you want to say something, but you don't want to hurt someone's feelings.
And every so day of my
like,
life.
Yes, every day.
It's like even like all this advice, it's like I super appreciate it. But it's like, how do you go to one of your best friends and say like, that's going to be embarrassing. You're going to embarrass yourself. Like that just feels like such a terrible thing to say.
Maybe you don't say it. I don't know. I'm kind of split on it. Maybe you say, do you, boo, and just let
everybody
them enjoy
everybody says
it.
That, like, oh, I'd say something. But then when the actual moment comes, they're quiet. They're silent. They're
exactly.
Like, oh, my gosh. Kelsey, hey, you're also on with Shelby. What did you want to say about this this photo that she thinks is not the best idea for her friend Save the Date? If you have not seen it, we couldn't post the one that she sent us, but we did recreate it, me and Porkchop. By the way, does this violate any of the social media rules? Will this get pulled down?
There's no nips.
Okay.
He is cupping your...
I'm shirtless. Porkchop's behind me grabbing my boobs, and this is kind of what they did, but she had boobs. What do you think, Kelsey?
So, hey, Shelby, if I was in your position, first off, I would be 100% honest. Because if I was in your friend's position, and you truly are a good friend, I would want you to at least say, hey, have you thought about what other people might say? I do agree that if it's friends, your friends are probably going to understand, like, oh, you know, they post that kind of stuff on social media all the time. But that picture, I did see it on Instagram, should not be hung on the refrigerator as a save the date. So then she can't get mad if people decide not to show up or they forget because they're not going to hang a naked photo on the fridge with all of their children.
Yeah, that's but right.
But hold on.
I would want to know.
But they're not naked. Have you seen the photo of us? We're not naked.
I mean, they're topless. That's enough.
Okay. I think, now I'm about to judge you. I love that you call in. I think you're being a little prudish, but that's just my opinion. I would love to see that.
Would love to see that?
Even if I had a sister, I wouldn't mind. Because first of all, everybody's got boobs.
You would want your sister, I mean, her husband cupping her and on your fridge and you'd hang it.
He's going to cup it later, Mackenzie. He's going to cup it later. Liv the Web Girl, what do you got?
We are getting all sorts of different opinions on our Instagram. People are saying this is very cringy.
Yes.
Someone's saying this is inappropriate. Someone is saying, now I know how to take my save the date photo. People are saying that this is save the date goals. And people are saying, there's no way I would even allow that to go on my grandma's fridge.
Interesting.
Oh my God. I read something that we're not going to read an Instagram comment, and I don't know what to say about that. We'll wrap it up with Sue this morning. Sue, it sounds like you might be the only rational person. What do you think about this photo?
I love the photo. I think it's beautiful, and they look good. I don't see any difference between that photo and a pregnant woman with her, you know, holding her breast, showing her belly.
Oh my gosh,
people think that's all beautiful.
Like a baby photo. You know what? I didn't even think about that when we were posing. That is exactly what it is. If you're missing it, the man in this case is behind the woman. I was the woman.
They would love that and be focused on the belly. Now they're focused on the breast. But yeah, there's no difference between that. I love it.
Hey, Sue.
I would do it. Yep.
Can you be honest? When you saw that photo of me and Porkchop, how did it make you feel?
I was like, oh, I think Porchop should have had his shirt off. And your smile was beautiful.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Yes, Porchop.
That's what people are saying on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, too.
Well, did you see the comment that said they wish it was Porkchop and McKenzie?
Oh. Hey, no, to be fair, I wish it was Joe McKenzie, but
okay.
Oh gosh.
Well, you're married. Sorry.
Oops. This is the most interesting first week of work ever.
HR.
There we go. As I awkwardly transition, Shelby, thanks for calling. I hope we helped you out today. Good morning. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Let's play a little game called Finish the Lyrics, and the winner is going to get John Wick 3, the DVD combo pack. We got to get some teammates, then we can go over the rules and all that good stuff. Let's go to Christy. Hey, do you want to be on Team Joe or Team McKenzie today, Christy?
I am going to go with Team McKenzie.
Yes! All right.
Lock you in, line number one.
Girl squad over here.
And then line number two, we've got Vanessa. Good morning, Vanessa.
Good morning.
All right, let's go over the rules to make sure you both understand how you can try to win this prize this morning. Porkchop, you want to explain the rules to everybody?
Yes, Joe and McKenzie have a bunch of songs here. I'm going to play the song, and it'll stop. They have to guess the next word. If they don't know it, they can ask you, Vanessa, and you, Christy, for help only one time. So good luck. Whoever gets the most wins.
Only one time of all the songs?
Yeah, only one. Only help
trouble.
Once. All right, come on, hotshot. You're so good
trouble.
At catchphrase. Let's see you are at the music.
Whoa.
All right, do you want to go first or second? Ladies always get to choose.
Christy, do you want to go first or second? I'll ask my teammate.
I say second.
Okay.
All right. Well, then that means me and Vanessa are going to get our first point because I guarantee we'll probably know this song, which is...
You are somebody that I don't know, but you're taking shots at me like it's Patron, and I'm just like, damn.
It's 7 a.m. Final answer. I want to hear it again to make sure I know the right stopping point.
You are somebody that I don't know, but you're taking shots at me like it's Patron, and I'm just like, damn.
Yeah, it's 7 a.m., of course. It's like, shouldn't you be like sleeping or something? Leave me alone. Final answer, 7 a.m.
7 a.m.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Oh, man.
I'm like, that's the one I knew.
Oh, that's probably why you should have went first. Why'd you go second?
Okay, let's go.
Okay, here you go. Listen up, McKenzie. This is your song okay. for Finish the Lyrics.
It's when. Can I hear it one more time?
One more time.
It's when something. Christy, do you know?
You tagging her in?
Yeah, I'm tagging her in off the get.
I agree. I think it's when.
It's when is the next word.
All right. Let's see if when is the word you're looking for to make it a tie game. It is.
Said I'll always be your friend.
Said.
Dang it!
Said I'll always be your friend.
When I burp, burp, burp.
Another when. Oh, dang it.
Oh, wow.
Big... I think I always have thought it was when.
Well, now you learned today
Shoot.
The hard way.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Here is song number two for Team Joe. It is.
But you can't blame me for trying. You know I'd be lying saying you're the one. Ooh, that could finally
fix me. Come on. Halsey's got some issues. I love her, but Ashley's going through some stuff. She wants you to fix her or fix me, but the final answer is fix.
Fix me.
Yeah, baby. I'm good at the song game.
You're so good at this.
Now, I don't want to put any pressure on you, and what's your teammate's name?
Christy.
I don't want to put any pressure on you, but if you don't get this right, that means me and Vanessa win.
This is payback because I whooped you at catchphrases, isn't
well,
it?
Well, whoop is a stretch. I had a bad teammate. I got a good teammate today, okay? So are you ready, ladies?
Okay, we're ready.
All right, me and Vanessa are just about to win and get that DVD, but whatever. You can play with
okay.
this song.
You're the medicine and the pain, the tattoo inside my brain, and baby, you know it's obvious. I'm a sucker for you. Say the word and I'll go anywhere.
It's either for or by. I go anywhere. Let me hear it one more time.
Oh, not good.
I know. I'm like blowing your mind.
She was hoping to be like right here.
Maybe you know it's obvious. I'm a sucker for you. Say the word and I'll go anywhere.
for the game to continue. What's your answer?
I'm going to say, is it bi or four? I'm going to say four.
Four to keep the game going. It is...
Ah, dang it! Oh, this is not my game.
Loser.
I'm blowing Liv's mind. I thought it was bi, then I was like, it's four.
Sorry, Chris. I am blown away. You have worked in radio, and you listen to these songs all day long as we're working, and I'm sure in your car.
To be fair, that song came out recently.
To be fair, I don't know the exact word. I have my own versions in my head of like what verses are.
Well, we've learned that.
Clearly.
Yeah, good thing we're not playing Finnish McKenzie's lyrical interpretation of
this
song.
This is not my game. I'm sorry, Christy. Dang it.
That's okay. No worries.
Vanessa,
have a good day, guys.
You too. Vanessa, congratulations. You just won yourself that DVD combo pack to see John Wick's. It's got Keanu Reeves and Halle Berry. It's available digitally August 23rd, DVD and on demand September 10th. McKenzie, get used to this song because after there's a win, we play a victory song.
Oh, no.
And this is my song.
This is like the one song I know.
Oh, you'll know this one. Here, help me sing the winning part right here.
Let's go up.
And they stay there. All right,
all right,
congratulations this morning to Vanessa. Hey, we'll have a prize to give away again tomorrow here on the show, that DVD combo pack. And McKenzie, maybe we'll pick an easier game. Let's pick
something I'm good at, like catchphrase.
Like name a letter in the alphabet. something like that.
Done. Right.
It is Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Liv the Web Girl's got a boyfriend, and his name, we call him Jewel Daddy. He's even got his own little theme song.
Babe for me, Daddy.
What you looking at?
Let me see your jewel.
Let you see my what?
Your jewel.
Rob the vape store, tell them get me a jewel.
Yeah, that dude likes to vape. Not good for you, but all good. So that being said, Liv gets all excited when she just hears that name and that song. He's out of town. Where is Jewel Daddy at?
Jewel Daddy is in a work conference in Las Vegas.
Ooh, Sin City.
Sin City. I was bummed you couldn't go with him.
I know. I've never been to Las Vegas.
You've never been to Vegas?
No, I never have. And none of my close friends are even close to getting married, so there's no like bachelorette parties. But they're supposed to be going back in October. And a lot of his coworkers are bringing their wives and girlfriends. So maybe that time.
That's a good time to go, too, because it gets chilly here and it's nice and warm there. Vegas is awesome. I feel like I'm there all the time. I've been there like three times in the last few months.
I've never actually been to Vegas. I've flown through Vegas, but I've never actually got to have time to hang
out
there.
You've never been to Vegas?
Never been to Sin City.
That's shocking.
No, I mean, like, I'm glad, though, because I'm a gambler. That would be like, if I went to Vegas, I think that's one of the, they have so many attractions there. I think I would want to go to a casino and gamble. But I mean, they have all kinds of like Sin City stuff, things you shouldn't be doing in San.
But there's
so
much to do. I work there a lot. Like I'll do some TV stuff. But I went. I saw Aerosmith. I met like
Steven Tyler
literally sang to me because they have all their residencies out there. Mm-hmm. I highly recommend it, you guys. It's cheap. You can get really reasonable tickets to fly out there too.
Dope. All right. Yeah. Well, then we'll have to go. You can give us a little tour. But you have a situation though going on with your boyfriend Jewel Daddy in Vegas for the conference, and what is it?
Okay, so today is the last day of the conference, so they don't fly back until like later afternoon tomorrow, so they'll probably go out tonight.
They're free,
yes. And a lot of his coworkers are like young guys, like around his age, and I told him like right off the bat, like, hey, no strip clubs. Like, absolutely not. You're not going to any strip clubs or anything like that. And
how did you say it? Were you like, I would prefer if you didn't? Or were you just like, you're not going?
I was just like, haha, like, no strip clubs. And he was like, wait, what?
And you're like, I'm serious.
Yeah, I was like, no strip clubs. And he thinks that's like weird that I'm like demanding no strip clubs. And like all of his friends think that's so bizarre too and are like, who are you to say like what he can and cannot do?
But
it sounds really
girlfriends?
Controlling to me.
No, they do not have girlfriends.
They're single dudes. Okay,
that just sounds controlling though. Like what harm comes out of a guy or a girl? Because McKenzie, not that you've been in one, but don't they have dude strip clubs too? Like where dudes are dancing?
Yeah.
Okay, like ladies can see stuff. Like,
but you say what harm? I want to ask what good comes.
Exactly.
Fun. There's fun with friends. Employing mom.
No, within a relationship when the other one goes.
Employing working women, giving them some money.
But we're not talking about me here going to a male strip club. All we are talking about is my boyfriend going to a strip club in Vegas. And it's not even like it's for like a bachelor party or anything like that. Like, it's just a bunch of guys there for a conference. Like, I just don't see the need to go to a strip club.
Here's
and
the
one,
thing.
Waste the money. I'd rather he'd gamble it.
And in Vegas, it's like the creme de la creme of like hot lady dancers. Cause I mean, it's Vegas, right?
Okay.
That's where
right.
like the showgirls are. It's not no, like a little town in
right.
Podunk, whatever. I mean, it's like, you know, I would assume the best of the best.
It's like the Kentucky Derby
yes.
for strippers.
So wait. But are you saying this is disrespectful? I don't understand. Like, what is the problem? This is disrespectful to your relationship?
I think if she asked him not to go, why then he should respect it and say okay.
I just think, like, what is the point when you're in a relationship with someone to go there? I think it's almost kind of disrespectful to the relationship and kind of to me to have like another girl in your face, topless, like dancing in front of you. Like, what's
the
point?
Oh my gosh. Fun, excitement, employment. 833-563-2539. I just totally see like the opposite side. I don't think it's really ruining a relationship. Same thing in other shoe on the foot. If my wife Lindsay went with her girls to go anywhere, Vegas or some other place, and what is it? It's Thunder from Down Under, those guys?
It's not the same.
Yes, it is.
No,
yes.
It's not the same.
Yes, it is.
Dancing on a stage far away from you in an auditorium, maybe in a Speedo, is so different than topless girls giving you a lap dance and putting their boobs in your face.
It's the same thing.
That
no.
is
you're
so
being
different.
You're both being
it
hypocritical
is different.
Here.
That is different.
All right, then call
it's a
in.
Show.
Somebody call in and tell me that I'm wrong. Or please tell Liv and Mackenzie that they're wrong.
I just think it's kind of lowbrow. I feel like you have to pay to see boobs when he has a beautiful girlfriend who is like obsessed with him at home. Like, I don't know. I get it.
833-563-2539. We'll see what everybody thinks, okay? If I'm wrong, I won't admit it, but we'll find out next. Hang on.
Oh, yeah.
Delving into the treasure trove that is our stripper music here.
Yes.
On the show. And this is a jam. Also a middle school dance I remember dancing
Magic
to.
Magic Mike.
Live the Web Girl's boyfriend, Jewel Daddy's in Vegas for a work conference, and there's talk from some of the guys about maybe going to a strip club, and she's like, no, why do you gotta go see some other girl's boobs? This is disrespectful. And Mackenzie, you're kind of on the same page with that.
I will tell you, I think it is so sexy when a guy's like, I'm just not into that. Like, I love, and then they mean it. I don't know if
I was going to say, guys, listen, tell her what she wants to hear. Yeah. Tell her what she
but
wants.
I think a man that isn't necessarily into that, I like that.
All right, 833-563-2539. Melissa, what do you think about Jewel Daddy possibly going to the strip club? Do you think it's a bad thing for the relationship?
Oh, absolutely. I feel like it's so degrading, first of all, to a relationship and disrespectful. And if that's the one thing that she's asking him not to do, then he should respect that out of the relationship. Not to mention, if you're going to go spend money on other girls, it should be your girlfriend. And would he like it if she was topless dancing in front of some guy that was paying her?
Great
well,
point.
Well, would you care? Do you think he'd care if you did like the dudes dancing? Do you think he'd have a problem, Liv, if you were even into that hypothetical?
He would probably rip their faces off if he saw that.
See, this
<He's>
is
topless.
See, I'm not gonna make people mad. To me, this is insecurity in relationships. If you have a problem with it, like that's why I feel. I feel like if you're gonna rip somebody's face off. But what's
think,
the jealousy for?
I think it's more of the fact that like he would want me to have like more respect for my body, and he sees like my body and everyone's body as a temple and something to kind of be protected.
Right.
And not be degraded.
And the money part. It's like you're just, these girls are dancing for you because they want your money. They don't like you, and you're just like, I don't know. I just feel like you have to pay to see this.
Allie, what's going on? What do you want to say?
I completely agree with Liv. I think that her request for him not to go is by no means unreasonable. Recently, I was married and my husband had a bachelor party and it was really casual. And I specifically requested, I said, please, 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 please don't go put your hands on another girl's body. That would just make me, it would make me feel awful to know that you were doing something like that. I don't think that it's ridiculous that Liv doesn't want that, especially in Vegas where like she said, it's the cream of the crop, basically.
And is it full nude there? I think there's. It's like you can do more there.
I don't know. I mean, even in a strip club, anywhere else, like it's pretty darn close. I mean, you can pretty much see everything. So I don't know, but it's just nothing's gonna happen. It's just a dance, right? Right?
Well,
either way, it's another woman on your man.
You can get a private dance, or don't they have? I'm sure they have rooms for private. You know, who right. knows? What
You're
goes
not gonna
on.
Bait me into answering that if I know or not.
You do the champagne room.
Anonymous, hey, thanks for calling in this morning at 833-563-2539. Do you think that like strippers are kind of disrespectful to a relationship?
Honestly, no. It just sounds like Liz is really insecure in the sense of that she's really controlling and doesn't want her boyfriend to go out to a strip club. You know, it's a job, ladies. They got bills to pay. They got things to do. You know, they're just dancing. It's fine. It's a fun thing to do out in Vegas. I mean, she doesn't have anything to do, but, like, if you go to Vegas, the first thing you think of is a showgirl, right?
Hey, make sure you talk into your phone because I want to hear that. It sounds like your phone's against your boob. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. So, I don't know. It's just so odd that you think it's a big deal that guys are going to strip clubs when strip clubs are just a job. You know, these girls are there to go ahead and make their money. They got bills to pay. They got things to do. You know, it's just a lot dance.
Where do you dance so at? Where do you dance at, Anonymous?
I don't dance.
Dang it. Dang it. All right, I was going to support
I'm sorry.
You.
I'm actually a physical therapist, but I just think it's fun. You know, it's like when you're out with your girls and stuff, and you know, it's just something to do.
Yeah. All right, Liv, what did you say?
I just think that, you know, it isn't just a job. It's not like he's going to the bank to make a deposit. When you go to a strip club, there's one reason why you go there, and it is to see naked women. And a lot of times, these women put their boobs and their booties and their other parts on you and in your face. And one, how many guys is this girl going up to and doing that? Honestly, it's kind of just unsanitary in my opinion.
Yeah, I would never look at a strip club as the most sanitary place. Ashley, what did you want to say?
I want to say I completely agree with you, Joe. If you have trust in the relationship, then it should be no problem. Like, that's, I do feel like it's an insecurity thing, but, you know, if they haven't been in a relationship long, that could be why she's feeling that way. I wouldn't mind if my husband went to the strip club.
Okay.
I just would not want to be with a guy who was like a strip club connoisseur who like, I mean, I just think it's skeezy.
Well, if he wants to go every day.
I mean,
day,
once in a while.
Yeah, once in a while is not that big of a deal.
But still, it's like, ugh.
All right, Mackenzie, be honest now. Jade, what's going on? What did you want to say? We got Liv, who has got the actual guy, Jewel Daddy, her boyfriend in Vegas, and the guys want to go. He doesn't necessarily want to go, but she's like, that's kind of disrespectful. I don't think he should go. And Mackenzie's in the same boat. She's like, yeah, you're right, Liv. He shouldn't go to that strip club. What do you think?
As somebody who's done something like that before, I mean, I do like cam girl stuff, so it's not necessarily the same, but people pay to see me. I mean, it's the same thing. I'm friends with a lot of dancers in the city. I don't think it's degrading. I think it's an insecurity thing, especially if you guys haven't been together long. Like, it's not like he's going every day. It's not like he's spending all his money at the strip club. It's not like he's going to the bunny ranch to have sex with other girls, because that's what that's for and not the strip club.
All right. I think, Jade, you bring up some good points.
Here's my thing. If you are a cam girl and you're doing things on a camera for men, that is fine. You do you, boo. Here is my thing. If a man is in a committed relationship, why is he seeking out a girl on a camera performing sexual acts and not being with his partner? That, I think, is kind of cheating, in my opinion.
I don't think it's cheating necessarily. But
a live cam girl is not cheating?
A live cam girl.
I don't think so. I think that if you're going to compare the two, though, and Jade, thank you. Why don't you DM us, let us know so we can support your channel. I don't think it's as bad as that. Like, I think it's... That's worse, I would say, than actually going to a strip club.
Do you know how much free adult films there are on your computer? Why do you need a live cam girl? There's so much free stuff out
there.
They're
free too, though, from what I've heard from different people that might have ever watched a cam show.
No! Does Lindsay care that you do any of this? Would she care that you go to strip club?
Porkchop's wrapping me up, and I'm going to follow his lead for once and not make a comment.
Oh, how convenient.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
All right, well, Mrs. Nick Jonas, also known as Priyanka Chopra, is such a star in the Netflix superhero movie. She's super pumped. This movie takes place. A group of alien invaders kidnap Earth's superheroes, leaving their children to team up and save their parents and the world.
Why do we put so much pressure on kids? Tell me why.
That's like Spy Kids.
Let them go to school. Spy Kids was dope, though. I don't care if I'm too old for Spy Kids.
Great movie, right?
That's my jam, Mackenzie.
Christian Slate is also in it. I thought it was Christian Slater and Christopher McDonald. So that's going to be cool. That's cool. I don't know. I still feel weird about them as a couple, to be honest. I think they're both beautiful, but yeah. I don't think they really go together. I don't know. But hey, she's killing it.
Opposites attract.
I'm just hating because I love Nick Jonas. Get this. Aretha Franklin, the legend, died with $1 million in uncashed checks.
What? Come on. Can she even do anything with that?
She had $1 million in uncashed checks in her possession at the time of her death. They were found during when people were taking inventory. How wild is that? Could you imagine? Like, I freak out if I had like a $20 check that I forgot to cash. And then I'm like, hallelujah.
If they forget to submit something here at work, I'm like, hey guys, I need that $200.
Yeah. Aretha's like, God. A mil, whatever.
I mean, what was your favorite Aretha song?
Respect.
Yeah.
Show some R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
Yes. Oh. That was mine too.
I'm impressed. Well, Ozzy Osbourne is hoping to get back on stage in January.
I mean, the miracle is that I was able to stop. I just made my mind when I was out of my mind for so long.
What?
So I don't know. I guess he can still sing. I never understand what he says, but you gotta love Ozzy. He had to postpone all of his past tour dates because he fell down in his home. He hasn't been doing very well, but he wants to get back on stage, and he's gonna resume hopefully February of 2020. I loved that show.
Oh, I did. The Osbournes was a great show. That was one of my favorite. Like, I don't know why. Like, maybe it's because it's like guys and girls, but I never got into the Kardashians. Like, everybody else loves that pop culture-wise.
Yes.
But I loved, I guess maybe it was the more white trash version of the Osbournes. That was such a great show.
I know.
Bring it back.
Bring it back. Miley, we've been talking about her a lot because Liam Hemsworth just filed officially for divorce, irreconcilable differences after 7 months. She just got a new tattoo after her trip with her new lover, Caitlin. So the tattoo shows a snake consuming a child.
Well, that's fun.
It's supposed to mean coat of arms. So she's like moving on and she's got some ink to prove it.
Okay. That's
what do we think?
Weird. But I mean, like, she has tattoos. So I'm kind of creeped out by the whole like snake eating a baby.
Yeah.
That's I can't get past that. I'm still like.
You don't like that? You don't want to get that on your face?
I've thought about face tattoos. Snake baby eating is not my number one priority. My number one pick.
You don't want to go after the show, Joe?
No, we'll do a tattoo. We can do matching tattoos.
Matching tats?
Like on my butt or something.
Snake eating baby?
I'm going to pass. Okay. Maybe baby shark. I can do that.
Okay.
Maybe
I like
baby
that.
Baby shark dude to do.
On the left cheek.
All cool. Right, Mackenzie with the garbage. Thank you so much.
You got it.
All right, little moral dilemma here. And nobody ever said we had good morals. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe Mackenzie with the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, and our technical producer Lenny Bree. And you at 833-563-2539. Also on Facebook, Radio Now, to search for it, whether you're in Indy or in Houston, listening this morning. Pork Chop, tell everybody what your moral dilemma is, and maybe we can offer some advice to you.
So I announced on Friday that my ex and I split after 7 years. And it's actually 3 weeks ago that we split, even though I announced it Friday. Well, 3 weeks later to today, it's his birthday.
Today's his birthday.
Today,
your
yes.
ex yeah. of 7 years birthday.
So my mom sent me a text message, and she was like, hey, I didn't tell her that we split yet. I just haven't told her.
You didn't?
No, not yet, no.
She'll have to catch up on the podcast.
I know.
What a shock that'll Whoa. Be.
So she texted me and was like, hey, like, tell him happy birthday.
Oh, shoot.
I've deposited $50 into your account, and there's a card coming in the mail for him. And so now my moral dilemma is, my mom sent me $50. Do I, A, give it to him, B, keep it, or C, return it?
833-563-2539. I'm interested to see what people think should really happen here with Pork Chop, especially because it's his ex's money.
This changes the game. I did not know it was from your mom.
Oh, yeah.
I knew you got money for your ex for his birthday, so I was going to be like, meh, keep it.
Well, I feel
but
like
now it's from your mom. I feel bad.
I feel like I could justify every answer, though. Because, like, I mean, should I? Okay, if you listen to the show, you know I'm a pretty good person. I like to do what I think is right and feel good and things like that. So I feel like the thing I should do is give it to him.
Who dumped who?
He dumped me. Like, it's a gift from my mom to him.
If you dumped him, I would be more apt to say, okay, give him back the money. But he dumped you.
And then,
you snooze, you lose. You walk away, you lose.
And then for answer B, which is keep it, I feel like there's been so many times that, like, you know, I've helped him out and given him money that, like, if this is rightfully his, then I feel like, well, since we're split, I could rightfully keep it because of all the times I've given him money, you know?
Plus, it's $50. We're not talking 500 plus. I mean, you know.
$50 is a lot of money, though.
I know, but I'm just saying.
And then I feel
like
another right thing to do might be just to give it back to my mom and be like, hey, like, we split. But then again, I feel like my mom would be like, oh, just keep it.
Why don't you do that? Tell your mom, oh, we split, I'm not going to give this to him, so maybe she'll probably just say, keep it.
Maybe. I don't know. So, yeah, I don't know. Or do all my options seem, like, valid and legit?
Or
is there another one?
I wanted to send this back, but I don't have any stamps.
No. She wired the money to him.
She sent a birthday check.
No, she did send a birthday card, but she also deposited the money into my account.
Oh, it's already in the account?
Yeah, it's in my
account. Dude, keep it.
All right,
it's not going anywhere.
Well, now I know if Mackenzie accidentally gets something of mine, it'll never come back. Wow, I'm learning a lot about you. Andrew, hey, what's going on? You're on the show. What do you think Porsche has to do with his ex's birthday money that he has?
Well, since it was given by Porsche's mom, I would tell the mom we're not together anymore. Give back to mom. I would not give back to the ex-boyfriend.
Okay. Would you ever consider keeping it for yourself, though, Andrew? I mean, come on. It's your ex.
It's my mom. I'm not going to take, like,
he's right.
It's my mom's money.
It's mom.
But mom already gave the money. You didn't take it from her,
Don't
though.
You feel like mom will say, oh, honey, just keep it, when you know?
Most likely.
See? There you go. Ask her and say, would you like this back? And then.
833-563-2539. Jade, you have an interesting idea. What should Porkchop do?
I personally think he should give the ex half. And keep half for your troubles as the middleman.
That's excellent. That problem solved. She's genius. Give him $25. Venmo, $25.
Then he's going to be like, oh, your mom's so cheap.
No, $25 is a lot. Like, not to knock my mother.
Honestly, it's almost a full tank of gas.
Yes.
All right, Jade. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning at 833-563-2539. I think we have our third and final expert here, Jim Bob. Hey, what's going on? What'd you want to say?
What's up, man? I think absolutely never, ever, ever he should give it back to his ex-boyfriend. That is not in the option.
But it's his.
No.
It's a gift.
He broke up with him. No way.
See?
So wait. If Porkchop broke up with him, let's reverse it then. If Porkchop dumped him, then should Porkchop still give the money?
I think that there would be a little bit different scenario, but they're not together anymore. So he's not even in his business. Like, there's no way, form or fashion, that he should even be able to get that money, no matter what, if you're not together.
Jim Bob, I feel like you've been burned, and this is just bringing up bad memories. Not just messing with you, dude.
I'm with Jim Bob. I think it's accurate. I mean, he dumped you. Why are you going to give him money?
His mom is listening and just texted me.
Wait, whose mom? Your
My
ex's?
My ex's mom, yeah.
What'd she say?
She said, like, if it was her giving it to me, like, I should keep it because, like, her and I are close. But, like, Chase and my mom weren't that close. So she said, like, don't give it to him.
What kind of,
his own mom gave you the green light to keep it.
Your poor ex, man. What kind of mom is that? She's not even on the team X.
Is his mom brokenhearted that you guys split?
She's literally like my mother.
Yeah.
So, I mean, of course, you know, it's her son. She loves her son. And she
doesn't
probably
doesn't sound like it.
No, she probably
take my son's money. I don't love him anymore.
And I don't know. So, yeah, it's sad. But, I mean, she's still going to be my second mom always.
Do you feel like they're going to get back together? This is making me think this.
No, because it's been 4 times in 7 years. I think it's finally done.
Yeah, I'm done.
You are?
Yeah. I'm done.
A hundy? Like, no going back.
I mean, I want Porkchop to be happy, but to be fair, Mackenzie, a fifth time might be the magical number.
That could be.
That could be it.
So, what are you going to do?
Probably give it back to my mom.
Oh, you're a dummy. I don't even know why we try with him anymore. Keep it, big dummy.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
This might be one of my top five all-time favorite Dummy of the Day stories.
Oh, really?
And I don't like that violence happened. That's not the fun part. But the fact in which this assault occurred is kind of funny because everybody's okay. A Florida man claims a woman attacked him in the style of a famous wrestler. Ever hear of this guy, Stone Cold Steve Austin?
Yeah.
The Rattlesnake. So what exactly went down? What's the story here? Well, the woman became angry after the man told her, "Listen, lady, you drink too much." Now, I tell my wife that sometimes as a joke, and she gets mad about it.
When she's like drinking a glass of wine?
Yeah, she has usually a glass of wine or two every now and then. I'm like, oh, another glass of wine, huh? And then she throws like something at me. Well, she threw something at this guy. She threw her phone. Would you really have to be drunk to throw your phone, right? Because I would never throw my phone.
That'll do more harm to you than the other person.
Yeah, well, she ended up hitting him in the throat. That had to feel good.
Because you'll miss all your phone contacts if it breaks.
Then she followed the man to the garage. Once inside, he said that the woman took two cans of beer and proceeded to Stone Cold Steve Austin my ass. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? Where Stone Cold grabs two beers, he pounds them together like boom, boom, and then like he'll chug them. He's like, ah,
that's amazing. Used as a verb, I love that. You totally got Steve Austin.
Yeah, you totally got me.
Stone Cold.
The man told police he was forced to pin the woman to the ground until after officers arrived on the scene. The woman has been charged with battery. I can just see her like smashing the cans, whooping his butt.
And that's the bottom line, 'cause Stone Cold sets up.
It's also not funny, but that dummy is pretty good.
Pretty good.
I want to know if you agree with this scientific research or just your own personal experience. Maybe you have an opinion or theory. There's been a study out there, and they say that there is no evidence that people with cats are more likely to be crazy, because you always say, oh, you're going to be a crazy cat lady.
Crazy cat lady.
You usually don't hear crazy cat guy, but Pork Chop actually has a cat. Don't you? A cat or two?
Yeah, I don't have the dog anymore. She went back up to Michigan right now, but I've got two cats.
Okay, what are their names?
Tony and Lainey.
And you love your cats.
They are so sweet, yes.
Okay, now, what do you think about this? A new study say that they have proven there's no scientific evidence backing up the crazy cat lady stereotype. The researchers found that people with cats didn't have a higher rate of mental or social problems than people with dogs or other pets, or people that don't even have any kind of like pet at all. So it's an interesting thing, because I still feel like, and I like cats, I don't hate them, I'm more of a dog person, but I feel like cat people are crazier.
I know I'm going to catch heat, but I just feel like dog people in general, and this is just from my experience, who I've got to know, are more well-rounded and more solid.
They're balanced.
They're solid. Dogs, for me, are more solid. Maybe I've just been around mischievous, creepy cats in my life, but they're always up to no good.
I mean, come on, be honest, though, because you never hear stories. Well, I shouldn't say never. Majority of the stories you hear where, like, the people have animals, like, so many of them, it's unsanitary. It's usually with cats. It's not usually, oh, they had 100 dogs.
Now, if you are a dog and cat person, I feel like that's different. Like, if you have a dog and then you have cats, I view you differently. Although, if I go, like, say I meet a guy and then it'd be different if he has, like, two dogs compared to, like, two cats.
Well, okay, no, hold on.
But I am deathly allergic, so it's not really fair.
But I don't feel like the allergy is why you're saying that. I feel like you're using that to cover your butt. I don't think that's the actual problem.
I don't like cats. I think they're sneaky.
No, my cats are so sweet. You would like them. And I have a cat and a dog, so in your opinion, like, I'm well-rounded,
okay,
right?
I have an example. I went on a television shoot, and this cat would not leave me alone. This creepy, sneaky, black cat with devil eyes came up to me, and I was like, oh, hi, kitty. But I was like, go away. I can't touch you. And it would not. It was like, and it was just like going around my legs and trying to like claw, claw, claw. And I was just, I get eked out. I like itty bitty kittens or big, huge, fat cats, I think are cute.
Like Garfield? I like cats that eat lasagna. Like, those are my kind of cats.
Those are the only kind of cats I like.
That's going to do it for a Thursday edition of Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show with Joe McKenzie, Liv the Web Girl, and producer Pork Chop. What do you got going on today, McKenzie?
Ooh, I'm excited because every Thursday night we do cheeseburger night with my parents. So I'm going to bring my little girl Lulu and we're going to do cheeseburger night.
That sounds good.
Yeah, right?
What do you got going on, Pork Chop?
Well, it's Thursday night, so you know what that means. Family Feud trivia at the Britain Tavern in Fishers. And do me a favor, the team that came last week, because they heard me talk about it, I don't think I want you to come, because they came in fourth place last time, and I came in 16th.
Wow.
Wow.
Liv, please tell me you're not embarrassing the show tonight.
No.
Can you turn your microphone on?
Yes. Sorry, I just have work, but I want to give a shout out to my sister because today marks 11 years of her sobriety.
Oh,
she's
awesome.
A freaking rock star.
That's
so congratulations
awesome.
To her.
Don't go out with Liv.
Yeah, no kidding. Liv took up for where she left off. All right. Congratulations on that. And then today, I'm going to try to figure out what I can eat that doesn't ruin my temporary crown. Maybe some soup.
Ooh, soup.
A milkshake.
That's good.
Bring okay. the boys to the yard.
Jello, if you will.
You know
pudding.
You know what I can have? I can have some Tito's Handmade Vodka. They're going to be out today
yes.
for Yappy Hour at the lawn right there, right in front of the Indiana State Museum, like White River State Park, that area. We're going to be out there from like 6 to 8:30. Bring your four-legged friends. There's drinks. Camp Bow Wow is going to be out there. Indy Humane's got some dogs available for adoption. It's going to be a lot of fun today for Yappy Hour. If you need more details, go to RadioNowIndy.com. As a matter of fact, you can see everything from today's show there, too. So, all right, well, until tomorrow, we can't do anything unless we say goodbye. So for myself, Joe, McKenzie, Liv the Web Girl, and producer Pork Chop, let's do that. Let's say goodbye.
Bye! Bye.